As Terran spoke, C-3PO quietly dismissed himself and left the room, moving toward the front of the office suite. Han caught Seth Helen's eye and nodded for the young Jedi to follow. C-3PO had orders not to allow anyone past the entrance, but given what they were about to do, there was no sense taking chances. Once Han had returned his attention to the room, Zek said, "What difference does it make if they are just taking precautions? We still don't know where they're keeping the pods, and that means we'll be inside too long. This will be a running battle, not a quick grab." Terran's eyes turned hard.
"Are you suggesting we leave that poor Horn girl frozen in carbonite?"
Like most Hapen women, she was not accustomed to being questioned by her mate, and there was an edge in her voice that suggested she was still having trouble adjusting to the idea that Zek was most definitely not a Hapen man.
"I'm afraid I just won't allow that."
Zek's eyes twinkled with amusement.
"The decision is Han and Leia's," he reminded her. "And Valen is frozen too. Don't forget about him."
"What makes you think I did?"
Terran turned to Han and said,
"If we're going to do this, I need to get moving. It won't be easy to make myself look like an uptight female boss, you know."
Han raised a hand.
"We're gonna do it," he assured her. "But let's make sure we know what we're getting into, okay?"
As Han spoke, the green path report suddenly stopped advancing.
"Stang," he cursed. "They just found one of the bugs."
Zek turned to Terran.
"Didn't you say Hapen trackers are undetectable?"
"I did, but they can't overpower a signal neutralizer," Terran said. "If that tracker doesn't come back online, it's probably because GAS has a neutralizer in the pod vault."
The yellow path report suddenly stopped advancing as well.
"And if that one doesn't come back?"
Jaina asked, pointing at the end of the yellow line. It was three floors above the end of the green line and about 50 meters toward the interior of the building.
"Would that be because there are two signal neutralizers and two pod vaults?"
Terran's eyes narrowed.
"Probably,"
she said.
"If GAS is worried about security, it would make sense to keep the prisoners in separate locations."
"That's certainly a possibility, Terran,"
Leia said.
"But raiding two locations is going to complicate things, even if we could be sure you're right. Is there a way to confirm that the trackers are still in operation?"
"They are,"
Terran insisted.
"I can't prove it, but our devices use nanotech to fuse with anything they attach to. In less than a second, they become completely invisible, and they mask their transmissions as background."
Terran ended her explanation mid-syllable as C-3PO stepped into the room. He stopped just inside the door, but over one shoulder, Han could see Seth Helen looking frustrated and confused. Over the other was a tall, well-dressed man with a scar on his forehead. On the collar of his navy-style tunic, he wore the crest of the Imperial Head of State.
"Jagged?"
Jaina gasped, starting toward the door.
"What are you doing here?"
Before Jag could reply, C-3PO said,
"Head of State Fel is requesting an audience with Captain Solo and Princess Leia."
He turned his photoreceptors toward Han.
"I asked him to wait in the foyer, but he was most insistent that he be seen at once."
"It's okay, 3PO,"